Ladies and gentlemen, I got some news for you. The Clamor Music Festival is this weekend in 29 cities across the United States. The festival will promote awareness of independent media and raise much-needed funds for local organizations. The festival is based on some basic principles that the participants believe all media should follow: accessibility, community control, mutual aid, rather than concentrated in one location. The festival will be decentralized, controlled by local groups in each city. Over 6,000 people are expected to participate in this celebration of independent media, and over 50 different groups are collaborating on it as we speak, including IMCs in Denver, Urbana, Pittsburgh, Houston, Milwaukee, Grand Rapids, and Ann Arbor. There are also shows in Tucson, Oakland, Nashville, New York as part of the local grassroots media conference, and more. Now, I'm going to get a little local-centric here, being that I'm in Milwaukee. This hit the wire open letter to Clamor magazine by Marco. Oh, that'd be me. I saw a Clamor black hoodie sweatshirt for the first time locally since the Rooftop Midwest Tour thingy here tonight. Oh, yeah, here would be Bremen Cafe, and tonight is Women Take Back the Mic, open mic, which happens every month here on a Tuesday night. Neat, huh? Okay. Well, happy birthday, Clamor Magazine. It's their fourth birthday. All right, breaking news. Okay, the woman who wears a Clamor black hoodie, Joanne Reidel, hope I'm pronouncing her name right, not only announced Clamor's fourth birthday party from the stage during her feature set, but she's right now singing a song about the G8 when she was in Calgary. How cool is that? And I'm typing this live from the audience from one of the workstations here at the Bremen Cafe. Now, that's extra cool. What happened to freedom of speech, she sings? What happened to freedom of expression? And speaking of Clamor Magazine, just got this in the old inbox. Hey friends, the other day the Make Art Not War poster sets were delivered to the Clamor headquarters via some huge 18-wheeler piloted by a burly fella in three layers of flannel. Westcan, our trusty printer, had taped one poster to the outside of each of the boxes, so the driver gets to ask him, "What's in the boxes? Looks like anti-Bush propaganda." Posters, I say, not wanting to get into a political debate in the freezing cold. Remembering the last conversation I had with another trucker who was delivering our magazines and kept asking why we live in the ghetto, I added, "They're definitely anti-people getting killed in senseless wars posters." The driver helps me unload the remainder of the boxes without saying much. Eventually, he speaks up. "I might look like a gun-toting redneck, but the truth is I hate that motherfucker and will do anything to get his ass out of the White House." I smiled, and we spent the next 30 minutes in the 5-degree cold talking about how we both can work on doing just that. Here's the latest from the Clamor offices. Lots of Clamor firsts going on, so please take a minute to read these items. Poster propaganda, blah, 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 blah. We've got your Leap Eve plan, blah, 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 blah. Host cities include all shows on 28th. February, unless noted, Ann Arbor, March 7th, Athens, February 27th and 28th, Austin, Brooklyn, East Hampton, Gainesville, Grand Rapids, Greensboro, Houston, Inland Empire, 28th and March 25th, Madison, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, February 29th, Nashville, New Orleans, Oakland, Olympia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Portland, Richmond, Seattle, St. Louis, Toledo, Tucson, Urbana, Winona, Worcester. We're all going to die. The death issue of Clamor will be shipping to subscribers shortly. Now is a good time to get that new subscription for yourself or your friend so you get the death issue way before it hits the newsstands and way before you die. Radio Clamor, the premier episode of Radio Clamor, a one-hour audio supplement to the print magazine, is pre-selling right now. It's an amazing hour of short pieces to complement the death issue. Thanks for reading. Jason Kuzma, your co-editor. And then this just in. Well, okay, the 13th, but still. Thanks for all the great comments and support, y'all. We here at the Clamor headquarters are just trying to keep up with all of you who are doing amazing things. So it's great that we're able to keep inspiring and energizing each other. Don't forget to get to the Milwaukee leg of the nationwide Clamor Music Fest. At last count, we estimate about 6,000 people will be shaking it on February 28th. Here's a local info. Da-da-da. I ought to read this to you. www.clamormagazine, clamormagazine.org/CMF. You can see linear, I believe alphabetical, all the new towns that are going to be simultaneously partaying their asses off. And he signs it, "Keep it up, Jason, co-editor Clamor." www.clamormagazine.org. Now let me click over a little here, and I got one last thingy to read you, and then we'll sign off again on this MP3 AUG and real audio. All right, Joanne Reidel to play the Clamor Music Festival. Clemmer Music Fest, Saturday, February 28th, starting at 6 p.m., going to 2 a.m., $5 to get in at Bucket Works, 1319 North Martin Luther King Drive. You click on where it says read more. Yeah, I'm doing this from the Milwaukee Indie Media page. Scheduled to perform. Taste MCs featuring Armageddon Hip Hop, Cash, Salsa Latin American Rhythms, Motion Disorders Crew, Breakdancing, Sarai Acapello, Joanne Rydell, of course, Folk and Punk, Signal Drift, Experimental, People Again Punk, and Chip Cruz, Eclectic, with representation from more than 24 community groups, including Latino Community Center, Strive Media, Age Resource Center, Wisconsin, Peace Action Center, Walker's Point Center for the Arts, River West Food Co-op, Milwaukee IMC, Education for the People, Milwaukee Venue Project, Echo Zine Distribution, AK Press, Milwaukee Bicycle Collective, Glimmer of Hope, Book Distribution, Food Not Bombs, Green Dragon Cafe, Riverworks Comics, Milwaukee IWW, Animal Defense League, Fashion Ninja, The Hot Boards, Up Rock, and River West Film and Video. Later. Later for that. I'm Marco, and I'm signing off saying, fuck the corporate media. Corporate media, corporate music, corporate government. Fuck all of y'all. Later, later, later.